Blog Talk Radio.
Starting. Show is starting.
Welcome to the Relationships That Work, the Power of Conscious Living Show, an adventure in self-realization and conscious living. This is a place and time for spiritually based transformation through empowered communication, courageous introspection, and purposeful action. Integrate ancient wisdom into your daily life and relationships. Let's join our host, Dr. David Wolf.
Welcome to the Sofitov Institute Radio Show. This is David Wolf, your host. The Sofitov Radio Show, your station for self-realization. It's August 17th, 2011. I'm here in the Sofitov Studios with Marie Glashin at the controls here in sunny Alachua, Florida. Thanks for tuning in or writing in or however you get into these shows. We invite you to call. We'll be glad to hear from you today. The number to call, 805-285-9749, if you call in, or you're already called in, and you want to be on the show, press 1. Be glad to hear from you. A chance to get transformative coaching on the spot, a chance to share your views, share your realizations. Just before the show, I was reading some realizations from the advanced seminar that ended about 3 weeks ago in the Software Advanced Seminar in North Florida. And I was reflecting on, you know, what is the effect, what's the experience of people who go through the Software courses and sometimes think, well, simple, they enjoy life more. But then that's not always true. And some of what I'm reading, and I know, Marie, you and I have had some discussions recently with people who are very much in the Sofitov community. And it seems like they are applying these principles of conscious living to their life, and they're in more pain than ever. So it seems like sometimes. So it's not so much about enjoyment. I would say words that apply more is that by going through this process of transformation that we offer in the Sofitov seminars, that life is more rich and more fulfilling, perhaps more meaningful, more connected. And that richer life, that more profound connection with our experience, that might be more joyful, it might be more painful at times. That our endeavor in the Sofitov seminars and the Sofitov coaching and coach training, our next coach training begins in September. If you want to be in the next principles and practices of transformative coaching, it's a coach training course. It's approved by an international coach federation. Your registration needs to be complete before September 12th, 2011. So we endeavor to create an environment. And in that safe and secure environment, a process of self-awareness is set in motion. That's how I would describe it. A process of self-awareness where I would say pretty common effects we experience is people come to trust themselves more. And that might mean to trust their anger more, or to trust that it's okay if they experience their pain and express it. Or it might be to trust that they can experience their shame or experience their joy or experience their confusion and express it. To trust themselves more, whatever is going on. And with that trusting myself more, then I'm naturally going to be more inclined to accept others, to accept that I'm not going to have a need for others to be like me or to think like me. If I'm less harshly judgmental of myself, no, I can't say that. No, that emotion's not okay with myself. If I'm less like that, I'm going to be more accepting of you. It's like, hey, your value system's really different from mine. And I don't, for my security, I don't need you to conform with my opinions or my view of the world. Or I don't need to, with how I want you to be. We create this environment. We focus We create this environment with communication. Marie, recently I was reading some about like the history of psychotherapy. It's the history of psychotherapy. And if we go back a few decades, we'll find that like if there was a discussion or a conference, whether at a university or whatever, about communication, pretty much no one would understand why a psychotherapist would have any interest in communication. Right? It's just like, well, what's the connection? What's the connection? And so that could seem, well, unbelievable or comical. Because our experience and our view is that high-level communication is always therapeutic. It's always therapeutic. Meaning healing, growth-inducing, growth-promoting. Of course, I know myself, I'm not real comfortable with this word therapy, because the word therapy implies, it indicates a medical model, like a diagnosis, you're sick, don't worry, I'm here, I'll fix you. But still, therapy in the sense of therapeutic, healing, growth-promoting, life-enriching. You're listening to the Sofito Radio Show. This is David Wolf, your host. It's August 17th, 2011. The number to call to be on the show, 805-285-9749. And so, myself, yeah, I've been trained as a psychotherapist or a counselor or a coach, and I train other psychotherapists. I'm a qualified supervisor psychotherapist in the state of Florida. I don't do much of that. We do train coaches. And from my point of view, whatever we call it, if we're sitting with a person, we call it coaching, friendship, counseling, psychotherapy. My point of view, whatever tools we have, whatever experience, insights, skills, principles, let's bring it to the table to create a valuable experience. So let's not get hung up on distinctions of labels. A lot of that, in my experience, can be more about turf guarding of different professions or want-to-be professions rather than actually for the benefit of the client. So the idea is that when there's high-level effective communication, that's going to be therapeutic. When we get to share immediately what's going on, when we get to feel received, we get to fully understand someone, and they receive us and they understand us, that's going to be a deeply rewarding experience. That's going to be a growth-enhancing experience, deepening our trust, deepening our awareness, our self-awareness, self-realization. And so, traditionally, what would be known in the term is a psychotherapy, really. And I kind of knew that, but it struck me. If you go back generations, decades, no one could understand why, like, someone who's a professional psychotherapist would be interested in communication. It would be about observation. It would be about evaluation, diagnosis, interpretation, analysis. Right. So, right. And there's lots of studies to show that those sorts of interventions, evaluation, analysis, that they tend to move a client, patient, whatever you want to call it, to close down rather than to deepen their spirit of discovery, deepen their exploration. Transformative communication. That's our approach to self-realization, our approach to awareness based on communication. You're listening to the Sofitov Radio Show. We also invite you to visit the Sofitov website. That's sofitov.com, www.sofitov.com. I'll spell it for you, for those of you in our listening audience who are new to Sofitov. S as in Stephen, A, T Thomas, V Victor, A, T Thomas, O, V Victor, E, sofitov.com. Sofitov, Sofa and Tov, words from ancient languages, Sanskrit and Hebrew. You get to guess which is which, Sattva and Tov, which is from the Hebrew, which is from the Sanskrit. It's like a little game we play. And it means enlightenment or goodness, enlightenment or goodness. Visit our website. We have many videos, articles, radio links, audio links, especially in the library, on the homepage and in the library section of our website. Visit the Sotvatov website, sotvatov.com. The next workshop, the next 3-hour Relationships That Work workshop will be tomorrow, August 18th, 6 to 9, no, 6 to 8:30, 2.5 hour version, 150 minutes, 6 to 8:30 tomorrow in Gainesville, Florida, at the Sacred Earth Center at 3131 Northwest 13th Street in Gainesville. It's $75. You can get in for free by registering before the workshop on the Sotvatov website, sotvatov.com. The next workshop after tomorrow is Sunday, September 4th. The next foundational seminar, October 21st to 23rd in Gainesville, Florida. The next advanced course, November 5th to 11th in Alachua County, Florida. Also, it's been confirmed, Edmonton, Canada, be the first Sotvatov Advanced Seminar in Canada. The first Sotvatov Advanced Seminar. We've had 6 foundational seminars there. One on the West Coast, British Columbia. 3 in Edmonton, 2 near Toronto. We've also taught some shorter workshops in Montreal over the years. This will be the first advanced seminar in Edmonton, November 27th to December 2nd. It's being organized by Antoine Palmer. Contact him if you'd like to be in the course. Contact me, David Wolf, if you've completed the advanced seminar and the Life Mastery Program and you're interested to staff. It's quite an opportunity. Staff an advanced seminar in Edmonton, Canada. Also, very exciting, December 28th to 31st. 28th to 31st, in the frigid cold in Switzerland, Sotvatov 3, an adventure in conscious living. Both Marie and myself will be facilitating that one. December 28th to 31st in Switzerland, organized by Annette, Doris, and Mangala. You're listening to Sotvatov Radio Show, your station for self-realization. Don't touch that radio dial. You're just where you need to be. For your experience and self-awareness. We invite you to write in, call in. Maybe you have a question, a comment, a realization. Maybe you have an issue. Maybe you have a challenge, something you want to share. Maybe you have something emotionally charged that you want to talk about. What's happening for you now, as we like to ask? This is the Sotvatov Radio Show. So what else? What else, Marie? We've had thousands of people go through the Sotvatov programs. Thousands of people. Now, I would say probably not quite 1,000 through the advanced seminar. So if we could succinctly summarize, what value do people get? So we talked about self-awareness, a richer life, which might be more enjoyable, but enjoyment can have a sort of external context. Richer life, meaningful. Yes, Marie.
Thank you, David. I have a question for you, David. I look at different situations that came to me recently. Recently, I've been called by people out of nowhere a little bit. And one aspect of, you know, what people present often is that they are feeling a very, very strong emotion. Maybe it's pain, maybe it's hurt, maybe it's shame, maybe it's confusion, or maybe anger. And it seems that all they want is to know the solution. What's the answer? What should I do? And that's all they want. And at the same time, it's obvious that the solution or the answer is not there. It's like it's not there.
Thank you, Marie. Could you say more about it's not there? Could you say more about that?
Well, in those situations, my sense is that there is so much pain or hurt or anger or shame that, the desire is to have the answer, the desire is to have the solution, but almost as a way of escaping, because the solution, the answer, the response to whatever question they have or we have, it's just not time. It's not the timing. It's not there.
Yeah, thanks for your comment, question, Marie. Yeah, we use terms like spirit of discovery. Earlier, just 10 minutes ago, I mentioned how we endeavor to create an environment, and in that safe environment, through avoiding roadblocks to communication, through profound listening, a process is set in motion. So process indicates open-ended. Process indicates, it's not like, what's the answer? Okay, got it. And so we talk about the distinction between surviving and thriving, between surviving and living. And oftentimes, a way, like a survival strategy, could be to run from the pain. Just give me the answer. Whereas oftentimes, it's not an answer, but like you might say, a realization comes through my willingness to experience my pain, my willingness to experience my shame, my willingness to experience my joy, even when others are criticizing that. No, you shouldn't be happy about this. My willingness to experience my experience, and then in that process I get realization. And it might be, the realization might include, here's the life direction I should take. It might include, here's the letter I should write to that person. It might include something external. More vitally, though, realization, it's ultimately about seeing the self. See, because if I'm in the process, I might see, here's how I got myself in this terribly painful, embarrassing, irritating, enraging situation. Here's a pattern in my life. And I get to see connections. I get to make patterns. Whereas we're just like, give me the answer. And maybe you do have a good answer for me. Maybe not. But if I'm just like, because like maybe I really do have some solution for someone. Sure, and I could give it to them. Of course, let's keep in mind. Oftentimes I might think I have a great solution for you, but I haven't really listened deeply. And my solution is more about my world than really about your world and your process of growth. But even if I do have a good solution and I give it to you, all right. But that's probably not going to be near as valuable as if I use my facilitation, coaching skills and principles to encourage and inspire you to look inside, to open the lid, look inside at what's there, address what's there, and then you come to your own realization, then you're much more likely to own whatever solution or answer or response or revelation you come to. You're much more likely to own it, commit to it, take it into your life and make it work, rather than if it's just like, give me the answer. That's it. It's an open-ended, ongoing process. We like to say anandam buddhivardhanam, meaning the nature of spirit is to expand in knowledge, to expand in bliss. The nature of spirit is to expand. And oftentimes looking for answer is that we want to cut that process short. We want to cut that process short. And there's a time for an answer, if I say, Marie, do you know what time it is? And you go, David, look inside yourself. So there's a time for the closed-ended answer. Oftentimes, though, when we're talking about issues of moment, issues of emotional charge, then often they point to opportunities of personal growth that might involve pain. It might looking at patterns. It might look at going deeper into how did I create this. It might go look at what courage do I need to connect with to communicate more effectively, whatever it is. So yeah, I'm in agreement with you based on my experience of myself and others, Marie, that oftentimes as I want the answer can be oftentimes an attempt to escape from my process.
Thank you, I appreciate it. And it seems like, like the process is a process. So it's about allowing the process to take place. And in a sense, being in that place, then there is no concern about what solution or answer or clarity. Because if I'm completely in that process, I know that I'm going to land in a place of clarity.
Yes. And in that process of personal growth and exploration, I've already landed. That's already success. That's already success. It's kind of like, let's say if we think of like a childlike sweetness, okay? Sure, children are curious, but like, it's not like, if we think of that childlike quality, that spirit of discovery, it's not that to be happy and content and satisfied and fulfilled, I need to know the answer. It's like I'm in this wonder. I'm in this place of wonder and discovery, and my knowledge is always expanding. And in that process, it's very rich. In that process, I'm joyful. I'm excited. So similarly, whether it's about with children, we can imagine whether what's this? What does this machine do? What does that do? What's that for? Why? And so spiritual realization, spiritual life means that we're constantly in that childlike spirit of wonder and discovery, discovering about ourselves, self-discovery. And we quoted St. Francis a few weeks ago, that what we're looking for is what is looking. And if we're in that process, even if it's a painful process or a disconcerting process, hey, I'm discovering more and more about who I am. That's exciting. That's success in life. Otherwise, we could get the world and lose our soul. You're listening to Self-Drove Radio Show. This is David Wolf here with Marie Glashine.
Thanks, David. I'm wondering what's the listener on the internet or the listener on the phone, what's happening for you, and you know, what's your process when you really want to know the answer or you really want to go to the solution? What's happening for you? If you're listening on the phone, you can press 1 and we will bridge you in. And if you're listening on a Blog Talk Radio and you're on the chat, you can either write on the chat or call our number, which is 805-285-9749.
Thank you, Marie. You're listening to the Self-Drove Radio Show. Next foundational seminar, October 21st to 23rd. October 21st to 23rd. We're exploring about the spirit of exploration, the spirit of discovery. That's within ourselves. And it seems that that's so vital in interpersonal relationships. For ever enriched relationships, for deepening fulfillment in relationships, it's important that I'm in that spirit of discovery. Otherwise, it's like, well, I have an emotional attachment that you'll be this way. And if you just be that way, if you just act that way and do those things and say those things and don't say those things, then I like you. And it's good. The relationship's in place. And that mentality can block off actually getting to know someone, actually being present with someone. Right? To the extent that I'm, let's say, needing to force an answer in myself, to the extent that I'm putting up masks and facades and living in defensiveness and guardedness, well then, it's very unlikely I'm going to be able to be open to another person, to be open and fully in their world. And really, because it's true, to be fully in someone's world means I need to let down my guard. And my worldview might be at risk. And that could be threatening. It could be exciting. That's a spirit of growth, a spirit of discovery. In our relationship with ourselves, our relationship with others, actual therapy, coaching, counseling, it's all about communication. Communication with ourselves, communication with others. Am I communicating from fear? Things go from subtle to gross if I'm communicating. I'm not worthy. I'm not valuable. I don't deserve that. Things go from subtle to external. I'm going to make that true. If I'm shut down to myself, even if I'm trying to do good, even if I'm a do-gooder, endeavoring to do good to you or whoever, to serve the world, if I'm shut down to myself, how open am I really to really connect with what will be valuable service to anyone else? If I'm not trusting my own experience, not capable to communicate who I am, what's really going on for me. In fact, it's common to avoid myself, to avoid whatever's going on for me by doing good to others. And the effects at best can be shallow, and actually it can be. We can do a lot of damage in the name of giving, giving, giving. You're listening to the Sofitove Radio Show. We have another 2 or 3 minutes in this edition of the Sofitove Radio Show, your station for self-realization. The next workshop will be tomorrow, 6 to 8:30 at the Sacred Earth Center in Gainesville, Florida. It's a great chance to experience transformative communication. What do we have, Marie?
We have a caller. Caller, you are in if you want to state your name and where you're calling from.
This is Gora. Hello? Calling from Ocala, Florida.
Hey, Gora, welcome to the Sofitove Radio Show.
I know we only have a few minutes. I don't really have much to share except appreciation. I've been listening since the beginning and taking in everything you've been saying. So just calling in with appreciation.
Thank you, Gora. I appreciate that. That means a lot to me. Gora from Ocala, Florida. Thank you, Gora. Yeah. No, that's very encouraging. That's very encouraging. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm thankful for that. Yes, that's encouraging. Very encouraging to know that someone's getting some value, getting some awareness, getting some spiritual stimulation, getting some expansion of consciousness through our Sofitove Radio Show. Thank you, Gora. Gora, we have another minute or so. Would you like to share something in particular that you appreciated about the past 28 minutes here in the Sofitove Radio Show?
Sure. Real quick, I was very much appreciating how you were talking about coming to an awareness, a place of awareness where I trust myself more, where we trust ourselves more, and not get caught up in, oh, I should be sad right now because it's a sad occasion, or I should be happy right now, or I should be whatever I should be, but really trusting my inner spirit.
Mm. Okay, so that impacted you. That was important for you to hear.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that. Yeah, mm-hmm. Sometimes, I should be happy, but actually I'm sad. So I can push down that sadness and pretend to be happy, or I could push down the happiness and pretend to be sad, and then I'm living a life of pretense. And so it sounds like that moved you, Gora, to be more deeply authentic in your day to day, moment to moment life.
Yes, to be more authentic, correct.
I'm inspired by your sharing, Gora. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for tuning in, calling in, and participating. Thank you. You've been listening to the Sofitove Radio Show, your station for self-realization. We invite you to tune in again next week, August 24th, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And we'll be glad to see you at the Relationships That Work workshop tomorrow, 6 to 8:30. At the Sacred Earth Center in Gainesville, Florida. You've been listening to Sofitove Radio Show, your station for self-realization.